You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I have to answer this question real quick first before I get to making fun of CNN. And then we have to all kinds of email roundup stuff. For, in case you missed the beginning of the show, well, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. But in case you missed the beginning of the show or you've been at work all day, haven't been paying attention, the big story of the day is The Washington Post, they have some idiot reporter named Taylor Lorenz, just standard communist. She went out and tracked down an anonymous Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. And this TikTok account was simply republishing videos that were public on TikTok and putting them on Twitter. And it was a bunch of videos. Hard to describe. Videos like this.
Here is Madison Cawthorn's definition of a woman.
This is a teacher, by the way. I just want to point out this is a teacher.
X chromosomes, no tallywhacker. And this gives me a chance to talk.
Also, clearly a dude has more than a 5 o'clock shadow, yet wearing lipstick. And they think this person should talk like this and educate your child. This is the kind of video libs of TikTok would put out there.
Talk about biological essentialism.
Okay, that's just about as much as I can take of that. But you get the idea. You get the idea. Well, for some reason, exposing that these people love to take your kids and teach them disgusting values and rip them away from you. Apparently that upset one of the biggest newspapers in the country. I believe Washington Post is number two, if not number three. I know the LA Times is up there. New York Times is number one, but Washington Post is a major newspaper. And of course, everyone's today is pointing out the hypocrisy of Taylor Lorenz when they don't understand that doesn't work with the communists, but here she is. Oh, the button's not working. My button's not working.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. That was, of course, Taylor Lorenz. All right, not the fart at the end, but that was Taylor Lorenz. And then, so today, yesterday, she tracks down this person, reveals their address. The Washington Post has since removed the link to this person's address. And now this guy writes in wanting to know, hey, these people have done this before. They got sued by Nicholas Sandman. It's ridiculous. At what point does this come home to roost? What we really need in this country is two different things. We need the right to adopt a completely different mentality. We need the right
today. I mean, as of today, I can't give libs of TikTok advice, although I've offered my services. If this person would like them, I'm happy to help out in this. Libs of TikTok needs to track down Taylor Lorenz. And remember, Taylor Lorenz went to the relatives of this person's home and knocked on their door. They have pictures. She needs to track down their relatives as well. And politely and peacefully, not breaking the law, they need to approach and ring the doorbell and put these people on camera. Basically, you need to make sure they're playing by the rules they give you. That's one. That's a critical part of it. Two, our press laws in this country, the laws these media organizations have that protect them mainly from lawsuits, are absurd, flatly absurd. Once you gain the title of reporter for an air fingers quote legitimate news organization, you are given powers to destroy people no one else would dream of getting, and you remain free from liability. These people, remember what they did to Kyle Rittenhouse? Remember how absurd it was that Kyle Rittenhouse was even on trial? We all had the videotape the night it happened in Kenosha. Everyone could see it was self-defense against a bunch of animals, and yet it turns into this political prosecution. Finally, he gets off, because of course he gets off. He didn't do anything wrong. And remember, they went on a tirade, a 24-hour tirade, the media did, calling him a white supremacist? Now, to his credit, he is lawyering up. He is suing these people. But Joe Biden himself, on his social media account, called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. These people have to fear financial ruin, or they'll continue to do this. You ask when the chickens will come home to roost? It'll come home to roost when these people can get sued out of oblivion. All right. Dear Jesse the Shadow Kelly, who is the most intimidating man you've ever met? Please regale us with the tale. Most intimidating man I've ever met. I'll tell you one. I got a couple. One, and I'm going to get to the CNN thing in a minute. One, when I was selling RVs, remember right before I started doing this, I was selling RVs just a few years ago. I had a biker from one of the major biker gangs in this country come in to look at some RVs. And let me tell you, it is one you would have heard of. And he wasn't exactly undercover. He was in his full out biker, I'm a criminal gear. And to be fair, I've always gotten along with bikers, so it's not like it was a problem for me. It was a good fit anyway. I was like, oh, I got him. I'll take care of it. It's no big deal. And we got along great. We were just out there gabbing. He wasn't trying to sell me drugs or weapons or anything. We were just looking at RVs, and he comes back in, and he hands me his business card. And it didn't intimidate me, but it was something. He had his name on his business card, and then it wasn't like his personal business or, hey, I'm Joe, the accountant. It was his name on the business card. He was the sergeant at arms, and it had the name of the outlaw biker group on the front of the card and his phone number. And on the back of the card, you know what it said? Have I ever told you this story, Michael? On the back of this card, on the back of his business card, all it said was, don't be afraid of the dark. Be afraid of what's in the dark. And he was this big old dude. So I won't say intimidating, but that was like, wow. Okay. As far as intimidating, probably with the exception of my father, my first sergeant, my first sergeant when I got to the Marines, he was, I'm sure I can say his name. I can say his name, right? I'm paying him a compliment. I can say his name. I don't know his first name, Michael. It was the Marines. Cunningham is his last name. Cunningham. I'm positive he's a sergeant major by now. Well, wait a minute. Who am I kidding? This is a long time ago. I'm sure he's retired by now. Shoot, he might be listening. But he's one of these guys, like he's made of iron. And I'll give you an example. They make you PT all the time in the Marine Corps. And I realize a lot of people, I have to watch military jargon at all. That just means exercise. They make you exercise, run and push-ups and all those other things like that. And contrary to what you may think, this is not something we look forward to. Oh, I can't wait. We get PT in the morning. It's not that we don't like to work out, but when they make you work out, they'll do things like never tell you how far you're going to go. And so you just take off running, and you might be 8 miles later and you're still out there running, right? Well, we had a morning. We were told the night before and that morning that it was going to be, these are very, very rare, but that it was going to be a fun PT day. Right? I'm just giving you an example of the type of guy this guy is. It was going to be kind of a fun PT. And what that means is we usually go play, we go play basketball or soccer. So very, very rare, but every now and then they get the feeling you need some camaraderie and you're just going to go do something like that. And we're excited. And we're told today that we were going to play combat soccer. I'm not sure if they still play combat soccer. I know they cut it off for a while, even when I was in, because guys kept breaking limbs and stuff like that. You see, combat soccer is you have your boots on, and you have, it's called boots and utes. You have your boots on, you have your camouflage bottoms, and then you have your t-shirt, your green undershirt, and then you have your flak jacket on. Your flak jacket has a big handle in the upper part of your back. That's so people can drag you off the battlefield if you're wounded or dying or something like that. But that's what you wear. Flak jacket, t-shirt, pants, boots, okay? Now, combat soccer, it is very, very rough because it's just what it sounds like. They're grabbing the handle on the back of your flak jacket. You're getting tackled and slammed to the ground. This is not soccer. It's a very much a marine version of soccer. But we're excited because that's a light PT day. It's no big deal if you're gassed, you know, kind of make your way over to the corner and catch your breath. We're all in formation. The whole company's there. This is 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, Alpha Company. The whole company's there, and we're excited. We're sitting there in boots and utes, and finally, hey, man, a light, chill PT morning, no big deal. And I forget who was supposed to be leading it. It was somebody lower, though. And we're thinking, whoo, nice, all right, nice light day. And then we see in the distance, we see 1st Sergeant Cunningham making his way towards us, and he's not only making his way towards us, he's in our same uniform. And right then we knew we were in very deep trouble. And we were. And I'll explain why in just a moment. Before I do that, have you bought gold yet? Have you taken possession, physical possession, of hard assets yet? Oxford Gold Group is right there. And I just need to stress, they are so laid back and easy to work with. And they're not going to sell you a piece of paper saying you got some gold or an email. When you work with Oxford Gold Group, they'll mail gold to your front door. So whatever happens with the dollar and the market and everything else, you're sitting with gold locked up. Call Oxford Gold Group and tell them Jesse told you to call. They're super laid back. They'll take good care of you if you tell them I told you to call. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. We'll be right back to finish that tale.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You make my dreams come true.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to the CNN thing in your emails in a second. It's set to finish this little story that somebody asked about the most intimidating man I've ever met. And I brought up in the Marines, I had my first sergeant was a guy named Cunningham. And we had a morning where it was supposed to be a light PT, light exercise morning. We were going to go play combat soccer, which is violent, but light considering. And we were supposed to have it led by someone else. And out comes 1st Sergeant Cunningham from company headquarters. And we knew we were in trouble because this guy, he was just... We had a range shoot one time. I'm going to get back to my story. Pause for a second. We had a shoot one time where we had to go out to the desert and do a bunch of shooting and, you know, just getting better. And it was a 125 degrees, if I remember right. That is unbelievably hot. Unbelievably hot. And when we weren't shooting, we were chugging water or laying underneath some camo netting with as naked as we were allowed to be, just sitting there chugging water, trying to stay cool. And as we're laying there, we look up and 1st Sergeant Cunningham is walking around the whole company, walking under every camo net. He's in full gear, flak jacket, totally Velcroed up and everything. Kevlar helmet. His helmet was on with a cup of coffee, a hot cup of coffee in a dip in, walking around and he's looking at all of us and calling us the most derogatory names humanly possible because we're not also fully kitted up and ready to go. So back to my story. That's the man who's walking out to the formation and we know we're in trouble. And this guy, I believe he also ran triathlons because of course he did. I'm sure he did it for fun. It's just one of those sick freaks like that. He takes off. And, well, he first stands in front of us and mocks us for having our hopes up that we were going to play combat soccer. Uses some more derogatory language. Let's just say he would have had a good time around this gentleman.
Here is Madison Cawthorn's definition of a woman.
Yeah, he and First Sergeant Cunningham would not have gotten along. So on top of the derogatory language, he informs us, not so nicely, that we will instead be going on a very, very, very long run. Now, I'm 40. In my opinion now, a couple miles is about as far as I want to run. A young Marine Jesse would have said, oh, 4 or 5 miles. I would consider that to be a long run. We obviously had ones where we went further, but I would consider that to be a long run. But what does he consider to be a long run? Because again, triathlete, right? And we take off. And we're not going down to the lovely soccer fields. Oh, I should point out, many people in the company, not me, by the grace of God, but many people in the company were hungover because, again, we thought we were going to get to play soccer that morning. And we take off for the desert. Only 29 Palms, California is the mountainous desert. And we're running up sandy hills, up and down mountains, and up and down mountains, and up and down mountains. I don't think I've ever seen such a bloodbath of Marines just getting slaughtered. Virtually everyone is vomiting. We have several guys who pass out and have to get thrown on the jeeps in the back. And he's not slowing down, right? It's not like this is the Marines. This is not the Boy Scouts. Who knows how it works now? He's not going to turn around and say, I'm sorry, guys. Are you okay? No. You keep up or you're in trouble. So we're all dying. And finally, by the grace of God, it ends. At some point in time, the run ends. I don't know. I think I was hallucinating by this point. And we're all dying. Everyone stops. They call a halt to the formation or whatnot. You slow down and you walk and then they'll call a halt to the formation. And everybody, the strongest guys in the company, you're not really allowed to do this, but they're bent over with their hands on their knees. Some guys are basically about to pass out, so they have to lay down on the pavement. Some guys are puking on the pavement when we get back down to the base. And then comes Cunningham. You see, Cunningham decided he was going to circle around the front and loop clear around to the back and run everyone in the back clear back into the formation, and he does. And we get it all done, and we're, again, vomiting and dying. And there's Cunningham. And not only was he barely sweating, it seemed like, he had the biggest dip in his lip I've ever seen in my entire life. He just did that entire run that almost murdered an entire company of infantry Marines, and he did it with a dip in, and he was barely breathing hard. That is a human being who intimidates other human beings, all right? And also, you really, really, really learn to hate people like that. Now, I'm just kidding. I respect the heck out of the guy. What a stud. On to the story. This is not the story of the day, but I thought it was interesting and certainly worth talking about. We brought it up a little bit before because it had been in the news, but now it is basically official. Axios, to their credit, ran a story about CNN Plus. Looks like they're doomed, and this is from the article. Warner Brothers Discovery has suspended all external marketing for CNN Plus and has laid off CNN's longtime chief financial officer as it weighs what to do with the stream. Now, let's pause right here. If you're not advertising the brand new subscription service, that's because either you're going a completely different direction or you're axing it entirely. It's going away. Now, I don't expect you to care about CNN Plus, but I do think there's a valuable lesson in this for all of us because we all make this mistake. And I'll tell you, I try to never make this mistake, but I know I have, and I know I will. When we think about high-powered people, I guess I'll put it that way. That's probably a terrible way to put that, but I'm not a delicate person. Elites, Michael. Yes, Michael, good call. The elites. When you think about elites, and I mean people at the top end of any industry, pick it. You know, it's some guy who owns a bunch of restaurant chains and he's now a billionaire, to the Hollywood actor. All right, maybe not the Hollywood actor, but you think about banking executives and Wall Street guys and the top end defense contractors and the top of the media companies. Now, I'm not under the impression you love these people. In fact, you probably hate most of the people I just brought up. But I think it's natural, I know I certainly do it, to think about them as being smart, right? Probably smart on some level. I mean, can they turn a wrench? Probably not, but probably a smart person. Almost undoubtedly went to some fancy school that I could never get into if I studied for 10 million years. Almost undoubtedly, they've found a way to make a bunch of money for themselves. You know, they're richer than all of us, flying on private jets and things like that. We think about these people as smart. Pause for just a moment, because we're going to change our thinking about these people. Hang on.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're making fun of CNN. We're making fun of Joe Biden. Look, it's a shallow, immature show. That's who we are, all right? And right now, obviously, we're talking about CNN Plus, and there's an article out today. It looks like they may be going away entirely. And what I mentioned going into the break was this. Even though you hate so many of the high-powered people, the elites, as Michael pointed out, and I hate them too, right? The banking executives and all these media executives. We still fall into the trap, I know I do, of thinking about them as, I mean, smart, right? Well, yeah, he's communist and he's scum and I hate him, but I mean, he's probably smart. I mean, he did graduate Stanford with honors or whatever. But the truth is this. A lot of the people, and this is going to apply to a lot of people, scientists, you name it. A lot of the people we consider smart make themselves stupid over time because they exist in a world that is so separate from reality, you become dumb. Does that make sense? It's a shark. Let's take a shark. Does a shark know how to hunt? Of course a shark knows how to hunt. He's masterful at it. And if I was to ask you to point out who are some of the best hunters in the animal kingdom, it wouldn't be long before you got to a shark. All right, the size and the speed and the strength and everything, they're amazing creatures. Best hunter around. Now, how would the shark do if you threw the shark in the middle of the Serengeti? Probably not so well. These high-powered executives, they come up through the elite colleges, and then they move off to various elite institutions where they admittedly work hard, probably smart, work their way up. But let's say you're at Goldman Sachs or something like that. You're there, you're grinding. Maybe you even have one of those rags-to-riches ones where you start in the mailroom, you know, and you're in charge of the board. Well, that's good. And you're going to make a bunch of money, and you'll be fine. Don't worry. Kids aren't going to be starving, I promise you. But how long do you have to exist in that environment before you are officially the shark in the Serengeti when it comes to real people? Yeah, you know your way around a boardroom. You know your way around polls and finances and interest rates and all kinds of fancy stuff that would go well beyond me. But do you know people? If you don't know people, then you're not smart anymore. You're an idiot. And a lot of these people in high, high levels, the elites in our society, they're morons because they're so separated from real people that they just can't possibly come to real solutions or real conclusions. I think the CNN thing, the CNN Plus thing, is one of the most fascinating things I've heard because the numbers are so staggering, they don't seem real. All these Ivy League educated multi-millionaire elites got together and they decided they were going to have 2 million CNN Plus subscribers in the first year? What? They didn't even hit 10,000. When your numbers are that wrong, I don't care how many degrees you have or how much money you have in the bank, how fancy that car is. You're an idiot. The truth is our elites are utter morons because they have purposely so separated themselves from us. They're officially the shark laying in the Serengeti. Yeah, you're a great hunter in that boardroom. But now you ain't in the boardroom anymore. You are lost, and I mean absolutely lost. Burger Wizard, I've noticed that Joe Manchin has been going against the Biden administration, showing that he is much more center than the left. I think they're possibly setting him up to run in 2024 to show how much he's more center and for the people. No, that's wrong. I wish that was true. I actually, because I get so mad at the disgusting, useless Republican Party, I wish there were relatively centrist, blue dog type Democrats who I could vote for. I mean, I can get past some things. I don't agree with any part of the Democratic Party, but I would be able to look past some things. Like, I'm never going to be able to look past infanticide or stuff like that. But I can look past a lot of stuff. Joe Manchin wouldn't get a sniff in a Democratic Party primary. Not even a sniff. And that's how you know you're in deep trouble. My husband of 54 years and I, how about that, 54 years, have booked a 12-day bucket list trip to Sicily in May, and I wonder if I still have to take a COVID test. All right, I just wanted to mention this really quickly because the wife and I, we started vacation dreaming over the weekend. We do this. We've always done this. We dream about vacations we can't afford or don't have the time to take. Just, you know, one of those one-day bucket list things. And we actually brought up Italy. Even though Italy's full of Italians, we brought up Italy as a place we'd like to go. And lady or man, I guess I didn't check the name, you might want to check on things. Italy is officially still in COVID insanity zone, and you might be in very deep trouble. And I'm really, really feeling bad if I'm the one who just dumped all over your bucket list. What, Michael? That's true. Michael's really worried about Joy Behar. What about her? Oh, did you see this new audio? You probably didn't hear this new audio yet. You know how we keep playing you this audio from this guy, Dr. Yuval Noah of the World Economic Forum? We may have played this for you before, but maybe you missed it. I do think it's really important to realize what kind of conversations these people are willing to have in public. This guy said this in public. He said this on camera. What do you think they're saying about you and me in private?
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We're now seeing mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin.
There's still a minute left, and I'm going to let it play. We have to keep in mind who these people are and what they think.
Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading.
Divine powers of creation and destruction. Are you starting to understand how they view themselves? And don't think you get to be one of the gods with them. Oh, it's still going on. Sit tight.
Humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are this small elite, disconnected from the real people.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's
what that person is comfortable saying on camera. Get strong and don't let them put anything under your skin. That reminds me, have you gotten a hold of Chalk yet? C-H-O-Q? You understand testosterone levels are off a cliff and people like this are everywhere in our society. Do you think we need strong men or weak men? Look, Father Time's undefeated, fellas. As you get older, no matter what, that testosterone level is going to go down and we just can't have it right now. But you don't need to be squirting a bunch of medicine and chemicals in your daggone body. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, a bunch of patriots who are very worried about saving this country and their supplements are all natural. U.S. manufacturing, and they have a deal. They have a male vitality stack. It's actually three different things. I take them all. I take it all the every day. It's Chalk Daily, Tonkat 100, and Ashwagandha, but it's a male vitality stack. That's what you need to know, and they have it 30% off right now for a limited time. 30% off. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse, and that gets you 30% off. choq.com, code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed any part of it, you can email the show. You can download the whole thing. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. The show's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right. Once again, let's just take a moment and bathe in Taylor Lorenz's tears.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating
and terrifying. Mm.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. So it's really hard.
So there was that. There was that from today. I did enjoy that. I did enjoy MSNBC's Nicole Wallace letting the mask slip.
How do you get Democrats to get on offense and describe Republicans the way you and I see them as a threat to national security?
Okay, having a normal one. Let's get to a couple emails. Jesse, for Easter Sunday, my wife and I had a couple of our grown kids went out to a restaurant. I was delighted when my son said he wants to have me over sometime for Jesse Kelly Burgers. I didn't even know he was a listener. I asked, "You took down the recipe?" He had taken it down, said he listens to the podcasts. Years ago, my father-in-law and I bonded over Rush Limbaugh. Now Jesse Kelly Burgers with my son. Well, it just doesn't get much better than that. Says I can say his name. His name is Bob. Shoot, man. That's about as good as it gets right there. Hi, Jesse. I work at one of the big banks. Pay attention here. 20-year employee, and I've worked my way into a good salary, so it's hard to jump ship. Almost had a breaking point today. Not one of our senior leaders sent out a Good Friday / Easter message, but instead promoted that we now have debit cards for all the historically black colleges and universities. This is on top of the last few months of shoving down our throats Black History Month, women's rights, LGBTQ nonsense, vax pressure, says he didn't cave, and the list goes on and on. It's become unbearable. Question for you, how do you approach leaving the comfort of a 20-year career when zero of your values align with the company you work for? Do you know of any resources where companies have similar values as me have job openings? I've searched around, but I haven't had much luck. Keep up the good fight. Don't use my name. All right, I'll tell you what, brother. If you hear me, email me your location and your resume, and maybe we'll put it out there. Maybe we'll put it out there publicly if anyone in that area aligns with you. And I'll tell you, the reason I brought this up is I get these a lot of, Jesse, I'm stuck in a job here. I don't like this company. They don't like me. They don't align with my values. I need the money, though. What do I do? And I'm always going to answer it this way. And I hate my answer. All right. I don't like my answer, but it's always going to be the same. I would love to sit here and tell you, do the right thing. Quit. Tell that boss where to shove that Black History Month stuff. I would love to tell you that. But I work for Premier Networks, the biggest radio syndicator in the country. And they let me say whatever I want. How can I, when I'm allowed to say whatever I want on the radio, how can I give guidance to people who aren't given that kind of freedom? And remember, my TV show's on every single night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. They let me say whatever I want, too. Because I not only am allowed to say whatever I want, I've never been told what to say or not to say. Because I'm allowed to say whatever I want, I am quite literally paid to just talk about whatever I want. So because that's my situation, it feels wrong for me to say to anyone else, just quit and do the right thing, when that's not my situation. Look, people have needs. People have to take care of families. People have wives, kids, bills to pay, medical expenses. Life's hard, and life's oftentimes brutally unfair. And I'm not telling you to stay there, by the way. I'm glad you're looking. As soon as you find something, pull the ripcord, get out, take the big chance, and go. But I just don't feel like it would ever be right for me to sit behind the microphone and say, do the right thing and quit. That doesn't seem right to me.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Air Force launches safe space for airmen. The U.S. Air Force has launched a new initiative called Airman's Time, which aims to create a safe space where service members can share perspectives with their commanders. We're going to lose a major war. We are. And it's not going to be tomorrow. Don't get me wrong. We're still just so superior to so many other countries. But you do this for long enough, you are going to... You already purged all the unvaccinated out. You're going to soft purge. You're going to have the great guys who are still in, and there are still many. You're going to have them get out, which sucks because we need them to stay in. But I don't blame them. I'd get out too. And you're going to have the great new recruits coming up who you want. They're just going to go to college. They're going to go to trade school. They're going to go do something else. Because young men, young type A men who you need to win wars, they don't join militaries to have a safe space. And if they do, that's not the type of guy you want in there, all right? And I'm going to let it go. What are we going to do? Cop-hating rapper turned Democratic candidate used to probe the NYPD for wrongdoing. This guy's running in Brooklyn. And look, you decide your leadership. Right now, New York City is in a complete and utter disaster. And I hate it. I hate how dangerous it is because you know how much I love New York City. You want to keep sending these nut jobs to office? Well, then it's only going to get worse. North Korea is committed to an alarming change in its nuclear policy, a professor says. Yes, because North Korea's nuclear policy was previously so cuddly. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, it's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'd recommend you subscribe or follow it. You can email me your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? We'll be back tomorrow. No worries. No worries. That's all. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.